And please tell me a little bit about this record-breaking conference you guys had.
Well, the Plant Protection Group is very much interested in technologies they are using to help producers produce better crops, whether they be row crops such as wheat or cotton or corn, or vegetables, or other forms of plant crops. They can even be ornamentals. And what they're protecting is the plants from disease, whether it be a fungal disease or a bacterial disease, or from insect damage. And so they are involved in the application of various pesticides, which include fungicides, insecticides, bactericides, etc. But they're also very interested in the technology that GMO has brought to bear on the production of crops. For example, there's a technology, a GMO technology that's widespread in cotton that protects the cotton against various insects, which reduces the amount of spray that's having to be applied to those crops during the season.
Okay. And so was it mostly talking about bioengineering crops for eating or just crops for other things?
The whole range. Any plant material that's grown for profit, and it wouldn't only be the bioengineering aspects. That's one aspect, certainly. And then what we're finding is that it's an important addition to the arsenal for the producers to have those types of crops available or types of plants available, but it's not the only thing that is available. And these applicators are very interested. The people involved in this are very interested in the whole range of alternatives that are offered to the farmer for the production of their crop or their nursery crop or vegetable, etc.
And my understanding is that part of the problem is many pests or disease organisms are developing it at a much faster rate than they have in the past. Is that correct?
Well, the resistance is probably what you're referring to, and I think it was Jurassic Park, the movie, that had the quote, "Nature will find a way," and that's in fact true. There's pressure on the various pests to adapt to whatever materials that we try to eliminate them with, and so there always will be developing resistance to either chemical or biological approaches to controlling the pests. It's really our research agency, along with various companies that are involved in developing new technologies, to try and attempt to stay one step or two steps ahead of the pests, so that as they adapt, as they change, we have new arrows in our quiver, so to speak, to help reduce their damage to our food and fiber.
So as a area of Texas that does do a lot of farming, what do you think is the most important thing that you would want local farmers who weren't able to attend the conference to learn from your knowledge?
Well, I think what's important to convey to the producers and to the public is that the people involved in plant protection are very responsible individuals who are very careful with the materials that they have. There's a lot of concern out there, particularly in the public, and the use of various chemical sprays and so forth. And as the farmers will tell you, chemical sprays are not used to excess because they are costly inputs. That is, when a farmer has to apply something to control a pest, they won't use more than they need to simply because it'll cost them too much. And the margin for producing various crops isn't all that high. So I think that's one of the things that people really should take away from this, is that we have people involved in this area of work that are attempting to learn the latest information and apply the latest technologies to protect the environment and also produce good crops.
Okay, and what do you feel might have contributed to this record turnout of attendees?
Well, I think part of it was that it was the 25th anniversary of the group. I think that there was an excitement about some of the speakers, particularly we had an excellent speaker from the Farm Press who was talking about changes over time. And one of the things that all of the speakers that were asked to talk about was where we've been and where we're going. And people are always interested in their history, but they're also interested in the future and trying to determine what is going to be next in terms of the horizon. And so that's really, I think, really accounts for a lot of the interest, is that people want to know what they can expect in the coming years.
I understand the centennial of the Texas AgriLife is coming up. Do you know when that is?
Yes. Actually, it's the centennial of the National Extension Program. Extension, Cooperative Extension was established in 1914 by law, and the centennial celebration for our particular group of extension personnel is going to be in early January, but there's going to be celebrations throughout the year across the country. Extension is an extremely important aspect of what we do. In fact, the director of extension was one of the speakers at this conference, because they are the folks that deliver the information in a way that is easy to understand and gives the information in a concise form to the producers. Research scientists tend to talk to each other, and it's not as easy for us to produce information that's readily accessible by the public. So Extension helps us translate that, and Extension then comes back and tells us what issues are pressing within the producer community so we can do more research in those areas.
Have there been more pests than usual, or is it more difficult since we're dealing with the drought anyway?
Well, I think there's a combination of issues, really, that account for what we're seeing. One is that we do have shifts and different aspects of climate change. And with a warmer climate, that tends to allow things to overwinter and survive the winter that normally wouldn't. And so even for plant diseases, for insects, a good hard freeze is a good thing. And if we don't get good hard freezes, then we see that those pests tend to rebound. The drought, in some respects, helps reduce pests. For example, fungal diseases are not as prevalent when there's a drought, but it also can affect the susceptibility of the crops to various pests and insects and diseases. So it's a double-edged sword. Things are changing, and there are more and more tropical types of issues that may invade Texas because, again, because of a warming of the climate. And so we have to be on our guard to look for those sorts of things.
All right. Any closing thoughts?
Well, I just think that one of the things that we all need to do is to thank a farmer every chance we can, because those of us who don't grow our own food, which is the majority of the population, we have their hard work to thank for the fact that we can work in offices or on the radio or whatever we're doing, because they're out there growing our food and fiber.
All right. And in case anybody would like some more details, where can they go?
They can go to the websites. We have various websites for our different agencies. Our website is AgriLifeResearch, one word, .tamu.edu. And from there, you can link to Extension and various other aspects of agriculture.